Hello, welcome to Connectivity 234. I'm your host, Nicholas Bray, and today, the grand return of Adam Abanasa.
Oh, yeah, I was traveling the world for a while there, and it's hard to find quiet places to record just out in the world.
Well, you're back now, and just in time for a Nintendo Direct, which just happened this morning. It's exciting. Nintendo Direct, they're always, you know, pretty good.
Yeah, this morning, it was like after school for me.
So, we'll just jump straight into, we'll just basically go down some of the headlines and sort of our general thoughts on some of the stuff that was announced today. So, first up, there was a little bit more news on Pokemon Sun and Moon, Ultra Sun and Ultra Moon. Nothing, like, too exciting. Some new forms, a couple of new Pokemon. What do you think? You're a big Pokemon guy, aren't you?
Yeah, I've played all the Pokemon games. I'm a pretty big fan. But this one, I don't know what this one is. Is it a remake of the game that came out less than a year ago? Or is it, like, an alternate, like, sequel kind of thing? Like, I don't know if this is a new game or not.
Like, yeah, I wish so I would clarify exactly what it is, too, because I didn't buy Sun and Moon, so, you know, if this is, like, some sort of actual half-sequel or something, like, maybe I should play the original first, or is this, like, replacing Sun and Moon from last year? I don't know, so I'll probably just jump straight into Ultra Sun or Ultra Moon, but, it is kind of irritating not knowing exactly, like, is it basically the same game with just, like, a few extra things? It seems like that's the way it's going now. They probably would have said if it was going to be more substantial by now.
Well, I went to GameStop one day, and I was wearing a Pokemon shirt, which is always a mistake, and the guy there was like, oh, did you pre-order the new Pokemon games? And I was like, I don't know what those are, like. And he tried to explain to me. He was like, oh, it's like a sequel to Sun and Moon. And I was like, no, like, I've seen all of the coverage. Like, I follow this. But I don't know what these games are. And he tried to tell me that they were sequels. And that the training that he had to do on it said that they were new adventures. But I don't know what that means. Because every time you play a Pokemon game is a new adventure.
Even, yeah, like, I don't think it's like I don't think it's going to be like an actual sequel on the level of like Black and White 2. I think it's just going to be like a few new things, and it's basically the same game. So,
but I mean, they could be holding back something awesome. Like there are a lot of throwbacks to Kanto, in Sun and Moon, and they kind of played it off like it was the 20th anniversary of those games. So, like, I mean, I don't want to spoil the game for you or anything, but a couple of times they talk about Kanto. So, you could go to Kanto in this one.
And, yeah, it's getting so close to when it comes out. I just, wouldn't they have, like, dropped that information already?
I don't know. I mean, it's 2 months away, and that could be, like, a big last minute, like, oh, you're not sold on this? Well, you get to go to the original regions. Because, like, in the anime, Ash is going home for, like, two episodes or something. And then
just
the new movie.
Misty and Brock.
Yeah, why bring back Misty and Brock when these games launch?
Yeah, I suppose, yeah.
So, I don't know. It also could just be, like, I don't know, Pokemon, I mean, they kind of invented being cash grabby back in the day. But they are not anywhere near as bad as other companies. Yeah. And I don't want to see them do that, you know, come out with a Game of the Year edition of a game that came out last year.
I mean, it's like they used to do it all the time. It used to be like Pokemon Yellow, then it was Pokemon Crystal, then it was like, what was it, Emerald. They were all pretty much just the same game, but a tiny bit extra.
Yeah, but they were a little after. They weren't this close, I don't think.
They weren't under a year, or like a year later, yeah. Like, usually about 2 years later, I think. But yeah, I don't know, I don't see I kind of don't see them remaking Kanto completely. There was a screenshot I saw a while ago. It looked like it was from, like, Lieutenant Surge's gym. It looked sort of like the same layout and stuff. So,
yeah,
that is kind of interesting. Maybe they'll just, like, it won't be like Kanto, but it'll be you can fight, like, the gym leaders or something from different regions somehow.
The original Sun and Moon didn't have gems. They had those stupid trials.
Yeah, yeah. So, like, if you were sort of...
Maybe, like, they borrowed gems from other gens.
Well, I think in Sun and Moon, weren't they sort of hinting at, like, the Pokemon League was coming to Alola or whatever. What is it? Alola?
Alola.
Yeah. So maybe there's going to be some gyms in the new one? I don't know.
Yeah, but that would make this a sequel, which they haven't said. I can't believe that they so carefully avoid saying what these games are. Like, it's not Return to Pokemon Sun and Moon. It's not a follow-up to Pokemon Sun and Moon. It's so weird. They're like new.
It just kind of frustrates me that they're not more upfront about exactly what the game is. It is sort of annoying.
Like, I wish I could call someone and be like, "Okay, what is this game?"
So after Pokemon, we had a little bit more Kirby. There was a 3DS game, Battle Royale, that looked okay, I guess, and the Switch game as well, where for some reason, there's a super muscly King Dedede.
What? I missed that.
You didn't see that in the trailer? He was like a super buff King Dedede.
Oh my gosh.
Really weird looking. Star Ally seems like it could be pretty good. Like, you can like somehow combine powers or mix them around and stuff. I don't know. And you can take over, or you can like make allies out of enemies, which is cool. But yeah, it looks very similar to, like, the last, 7 years of Kirby games.
Seven? I think you mean, like, 30.
Oh, well, you know, there was a few offshoots, but Kirby from pretty much the Wii game onwards has been, like, really good, but, like, they've all been pretty close to the same sort of style and game.
See, I really wanted to play the Kirby Wii game, but it came out so close to Epic Yarn, and yeah. I think Epic Yarn is the last game that I beat a co-op campaign.
Mm.
Like, when I play games with my friends, it's always, like, just some Smash Brothers or Mario Kart. It's never, like, any sort of campaign.
Yeah. I played a little bit of the Kirby Wii game in like multiplayer. It's pretty fun. I think that's the way to play it, because I tried playing it in single player and it, you know, wasn't as fun. But yeah, next up it was a little bit more of that Project Octopath Traveler, which looks pretty interesting. Actually, I was just trying out the demo before we started recording. I played like 10 minutes of the start of the one of the characters' stories, and it's pretty interesting. It looks really good. I mean, it reminds me a bit of a PS1 RPG somehow. I mean, the style, I could, you know, I'm pretty sure I've seen similar sort of styles on the PS1 or games, or maybe like, that's just evoking that sort of thing from looking at it. But I can't really say too much because I haven't actually even entered a battle yet in the demo. But I guess if you're curious, go download it. What do you think of this game?
Yeah, right when it came on the screen, like, I wasn't expecting it, but I just, like, almost started crying. And then I was like, oh my gosh, are you really crying because, like, there's just some game on the screen right now that you've never played? So I pulled myself together pretty quickly, but, like, it caught me off guard. I almost, like, it was, I don't know, it just captured, like, just so much childhood. Just in the opening shot, I was like, whoa! But I'm really excited for that game. I downloaded the demo. I I don't know when I'll be able to play it. But I am really, really looking forward to that game. I think that was my favorite game from the Switch reveal.
It's interesting because you'd be able to just pick a character and start off. You know, like, they've all got different stories, I guess, and you can just pick any character at the start. There's like 8 different characters, I think, and you can just start wherever you want. And then I think the idea is to give you a fair bit of freedom in how you go around the world and do stuff. So it should be pretty interesting. Yeah, I can't really say too much, I guess.
I liked that in the trailer they were like, everyone interacts with the world differently. And the first guy just goes and beats up every NPC in the game.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, I might have picked my character already.
He can play as that guy in the demo. You can pick him and the dancer character to try out their stories. So you got 2 in the demo, which is cool. And like, yeah, because they've each got like a trait you can do. Like the dancer can allure people and that guy can go beat up people.
The dancer made me feel really uncomfortable. Like, she's alluring all these strangers out into like dungeons and stuff. Like,
yeah,
I don't know. Pretty, it just doesn't seem
like,
safe.
I picked her to start with in the story, and it's like pretty dark, She's like a dancer and like under the heel of this like manager guy that's basically, you know, mean to all the dancers.
Oh like, no!
Makes him come up to his room to like. You know, help him with stuff later on. So yeah, interesting. But she was like a person from high society that her dad got killed by these 3 goons. So she's out for revenge basically as well.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But that's as far as I've gotten basically.
Now, I wonder if you pick which character you start with, but you go around the world and do all 8, or if you have to play as all 8 to get their full stories.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, yeah, the other characters could end up being, like, party members, like, later on. Or, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, but I wonder if you just complete your quest, or if you go complete all the quests. And then you go play the next
character.
Yeah.
Yeah. It'd be different, I guess. That'd be different.
It could be cool if you just join up, like, a few people at once, and then they leave and go on their own quest, you know?
Yeah, like maybe, yeah, you can... Each story is, like, I don't know, 5 hours long or something, and then you go on to the next character and play their thing, and then, like, once you've finished all the stories for all the characters, they meet up and go and do something... with the, for the final boss or something.
Well, it's the Bravely Default people, so maybe they'd go and redo all their quests over and over again.
They make you play 8 characters twice to finish the game.
I'm sorry, that's too cheap. Cheap shot.
So another RPG that's coming this year is, Xenoblade Chronicles 2. I don't know, it looks... like Xenoblade looks pretty good. I don't know. I haven't actually really played any of the Xenoblade games, even though I own them. I mean, been meaning to play Xenoblade Chronicles 1 for ages. I just keep putting it off. What about you? Have you played the Xenoblade Chronicles games?
So I don't want to spoil too much of Xenoblade Chronicles, but it takes place on 2 giant beings whose swords are crossed. And spoilers, at one point, you go from one giant thing to the other giant thing. And I got stuck on the sword bridge. Like, the enemies were just too hard, and I tried to level grind. And then I left it for a long time, and when I came back, I had no idea what was going on. And when I went back to grind somewhere else, like, I got lost, and... it's just a giant game, but I played it for like 50 hours. I feel like I played enough. And then Xenoblade Chronicles X, I played like 50 hours of that, and I got a flying robot, and then I flew somewhere and like got my robot destroyed and never played it again.
This game seems like it's going to be pretty big. I mean, there's like, what, how many different, six different kingdoms that you can, that are on the backs of their own, like, monsters and stuff, which is similar to the setup in Xenoblade Chronicles.
But yeah, they didn't say that there were only six titans.
Yeah.
So, like, the main character lives on a really small titan.
Yeah.
Actually, so I wrote the Xenoblade story for the site, and I called it a one-bedroom titan.
he's still growing. He's a baby titan.
No, he's a giant, and the main character calls him Gramps. He's not giant, but he's old.
Yeah.
But this part, it felt really long and really dense, and I had to rewatch it, like, two or three times to make sure that I got everything. And then when I was done and I was writing the story, I was like, oh, like, they didn't, like, there's nothing to this game. It's just Xenoblade. And I ended up missing, like, the rest of the direct and had to, like, go back and watch it after it was over. But the story seems cool. The kingdoms they showed off each had, like, their own, like, one was the fire kingdom, and they, like, respected nature, and another one used robots to take back their land, and so they all seem pretty unique. So that'll be nice, but I don't know how much I care about another Xenoblade game right now.
Yeah, I mean, it's good to have it, a game like that on the Switch, especially, like, before the end of the first year. I mean, that's, like, unexpected. Everyone was expecting this game to be dropped to sometime in 2018, and it's still coming out this year, so it's pretty amazing.
Yeah, it's coming out December 1st. I think they hinted at December at some point or something, or everyone thought December, but I did not think December 1st. I thought, like, December 18th or something, like, end of the year.
You don't really want it that late, because, like, if people were going to buy it for Christmas or whatever, I mean, December 18th is pretty late.
Yeah. So. But I thought they were just going to squeeze it in, like, at the last moment.
Yep. But, I mean, yeah, I don't know if I'll buy it, but probably won't, actually. But it does look pretty good, except, yeah, some of the, you know, it is a bit janky with the when the characters are talking and stuff. Like, you got that RPG jank with the mouth movements and stuff, but...
So, yeah, you never played the Wii one.
Oh, I've seen it a bit, yeah.
Which, it definitely looked like a Wii game. It was a very pretty Wii game, but it was a Wii game. But, yeah, that game comes out, like, right before finals, so I might ask for that game for Christmas, and I might not care if I don't get it.
Well, the next thing that we can talk about is, apparently Doom and Wolfenstein 2, The New Colossus, is coming to, Switch. It's kind of unexpected, really. Bethesda is bringing those two games over as well, along with, like, Skyrim, obviously. Which is pretty good support.
Yeah.
I think Doom's this year.
Yeah, I think
Doom's
so.
Coming out this year. So Skyrim and Doom around Christmas this year, then Wolfenstein's next year. I mean, Doom got a lot of pretty, like, good reviews and stuff when it came out on other platforms, and I was always sort of interested in trying Doom on PS4 or something, and just, you know, never got around to it. I think I downloaded the demo for it, but that's as far as I got.
Yeah, I'm really not much of a shooter guy, but it did get a lot of, like, good coverage.
Yeah.
So, like, I might pick it up, but it's
like
not
very
on my list.
Like, it's like an evolution of the old-school Doom design. It's, like, very fast-paced, and sort of the levels are a bit maze-like, I think. That's what I was getting from most of the chatter about it.
I've actually never played a Doom game.
Really? Not even a little bit?
No. Like, I've never played Doom.
What about the original Wolfenstein? 3D?
Nope. I don't know. I feel like these games were not on, like, my Game Boy.
No, they were definitely not on your Game Boy. Well, yeah. Wolfenstein was on the Super Nintendo, though. I think Doom was as well.
Growing up, I played Wario's Woods and Beauty and the Beast for Super Nintendo.
classic games.
Yeah, I was like 5 or 6 when the Nintendo 64 came out.
Yeah.
So, kind of missed those games.
And another surprise was Minecraft on the 3DS, which is out today, digitally.
Yeah, I did not see that coming. I mean, it makes a lot of sense. But yeah. I feel like it really should have come to original 3DS like 6 years ago.
I don't think it could run it. I don't think the original 3DS could run Minecraft.
I can't believe how Nintendo dropped the ball on Minecraft. You know, they never even thought, like, they just didn't care about it at all. Like, the Wii U got it, like, 2 months before the Switch came out or something, like,
yeah.
End of life for the Wii U. And it should have been on the Wii U right away. They should have built a stronger 3DS if it can't run Minecraft. Like, I don't know. I feel like it's way too late. I don't know what it looks like or how big the worlds are, and I don't really care about Minecraft, so I don't know how big of a deal it is, but I feel like it'll sell a lot of copies.
Yeah.
It's because a lot of kids... I don't think that, like, the mobile version is the full version, and I don't think a lot of kids have Switches, and I think a lot of people like the idea of playing it on the go.
I mean, it's just another thing that the 3DS has to, you know, stay relevant. I mean, there was a few 3DS announcements on this Direct, and I guess it is good to see 3DS still getting support. I mean, Nintendo said that they are committed to the 3DS still, but
yeah, the next game on the list, Mario Party. I definitely guessed that this was coming.
You guessed it was coming, really?
I did, yeah.
The top 100 thing.
Yeah, I guessed that it was the top 100. Like, I don't know. We were talking earlier about like how we really want Mario Party for Switch.
Yeah.
And I'd seen it around the internet where people had been like, "Oh, I want a Mario Party that has all the old mini games and the old board games," and I brought that up. I was talking to Matt, because he doesn't have anything on Switch that he can play, like, with his kids. And I want something I can play, like, with my sister. She doesn't have the internet or anything, so when I go over there, it's, like, traveling to the 90s. So I would love to play Mario Party with my sister. Like, that's fun. She doesn't play Mario Kart or anything. She plays Animal Crossing and Mario Party. That's it.
Yep.
And then they announced this for 3DS, and I was so angry. I was like, are you serious? Why is this not on Switch? Like, I would pay $60 to play this on Switch, but I don't think I'm going to buy the 3DS one.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm going to get it or not. I mean, having the mini games from the old ones coming back is pretty cool, but yeah, I don't know if it's enough to make me buy. I haven't bought a Mario Party for a while. So,
well, what are you going to do with a 3DS Mario Party? To play multiplayer, you have to have 4 3DSs. And, you know, if you're having a party with people coming over, who brings their 3DS to a party?
Yeah.
But you'll have your Switch at your house, you know?
I wonder if there's going to... Like, they didn't mention anything about the game boards coming back as well. It'd be really weird if it was just literally just, like, the 100 mini games, and that was it.
Yeah, I wonder if it's gonna be like the stupid, like the new ones where everyone's in a car and you drive in a straight line until you get to the end. I wonder if it's gonna be like that, because in the old Mario parties, they had like story modes where they had boss battles, and in the new ones, the boss battles are in like on your straight line. You'll get stopped by like King Boo or Bowser or whoever.
Yep.
So I wonder if they'll reuse those old minigames, too. Like, Mario Party 5, I remember, had, like, a big, like, story thing.
Yeah, I don't know. I wonder how the split's going to be. Is it, like, because there's, what, 10 Mario Party games, right? 10?
Yeah, 10.
So, what, 10 from each game, or I don't know?
I think they were all around, like, 50, so I think that'd be fair to pick the 10 best from each one.
Mm.
But I really hope that we get to spin our circle pad with our palm.
Bring back the Nintendo palm, the 64 thing. Break off your circle pad. I have a feeling that one's probably not going to come back.
No, probably not.
Hopefully we should get like stuff like bumper balls and stuff, though. That's always good.
I think we have the to. Slot, because the slot what?
Car track one.
No, that one was so hard. I could not figure that out as a kid. But what else was in the original Mario Party, you know? Like, so many of them were spin the stick. Like, remember the raft where the shy guys would come and poke you? Maybe. I didn't want to get poked. That's why I had to use my palm.
A lot of them were just like, tap A as fast as possible as well.
Yeah, they were actually garbage. I don't want this game.
They should just like fully remake Mario Parties, like now, just like the whole game, the boards and everything. They should have remade Mario Party 1 to 3 and made it a set or something.
For Switch.
Yeah, for Switch.
So that I have something to play with my friends besides Smash Brothers and Mario Kart. And I guess the Smash new Kirby
Brothers.
Game.
There's no Smash Brothers on Switch.
I guess we don't play that on Switch. We literally play the Wii U. Every time I see another human being, it's like, oh, we're going to play Wii U with GameCube controllers. Life's hard for a Nintendo fan. Yeah, like the next one on the list, Mario and Luigi is coming out again. But I remember really loving this game as a kid.
Yeah.
But then the second one, like, wasn't very funny, and it dragged on, and it just ruined the whole series for me. And I don't know if I want to go back to the first one.
It's really weird, too. Like, looking at screenshot comparisons between the old one and the new one, it's not like the new one's not clearly better. I mean, it's a different style and stuff, but the original GBA style, I don't know. It might even look better to me than the new remake, in graphically.
Maybe. I mean, I like sprites more than 3D models. I think 3D models still look like janky, like even on like the most powerful systems.
I mean, I think Mario Luigi's in 3D, right?
The new ones, I think, but the original one was on Game Boy Advance.
Yeah,
and it was not in 3D. But I think this new one might be.
Which, it'll probably make the graphics pop a bit more, so. It's hard to say until I see it in person, but.
I don't really care.
I'm not gonna buy the remake. Even with the extra stuff like the Bowser's Minions campaign and the Amiibo support.
I'm gonna buy those Amiibo, that's for sure. Goomba and Koopa Troopa, like, I need those. To go with my wedding Bowser. But those, I don't know, I've been conditioned now that whenever I see Mario and Luigi on the screen, my eyes just glaze over.
Yeah.
And it's sad, you know? I used to love that series, and now I'm just not interested. Like, if they announced a new Paper Mario game today, like, I probably wouldn't have been excited about it, you know? A younger me would have been, but at this point, eyes glazed over.
Well, the next exciting announcement, or not really, was some more details on Mario Odyssey, which is looking to be such a huge game. I mean,
Super Mario's nipples were revealed. did you see that?
Yeah, yeah.
It happened.
Mario's topless, which is they're letting Mario have all these different outfits and that in this game, which is cool, but like. We've come such a long way from, like, Super Mario Sunshine, where Miyamoto was like, you can give Mario short sleeves. He needs to stay in his iconic clothes. Now they just don't care. Just like, yeah, he can wear anything. He can wear just shorts if he wants and swim around in shorts.
I always felt like he would have had chest hair.
He's only, like, I don't know.
I don't know.
Mario's modern. He's a modern man. He's, shaves his chest.
Oh my god. Okay. But yeah, this game looks really good. It does look huge. And I'm glad that they said, we're not gonna spoil all the kingdoms, because the last Mario game, they definitely spoiled everything about it, like, a week before it came out.
Did they?
Yeah, don't you don't remember? Here are 50 things you didn't know about Super Mario 3D World.
They probably didn't show the space world, like, extra levels after the main campaign and stuff.
In 3D World?
Yeah.
I think they showed, like, everything. Like, they showed Rosalina and all the secret stuff. Like, it was... People were really mad about it.
So... Well, anyway, there's, like... What, how many kingdoms already? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7... There's 8 announced kingdoms, and, like, there's going to be more, so that's just so many. Like, each of those kingdoms could have, like, 50-plus moons to collect.
I bet that's, like, half of the kingdoms. Because I think... Didn't Super Mario 64 have, like, 16 worlds or something? Like, 15 or 16?
Yeah, it was up there. But, like, these levels are much bigger than those levels were.
Well, games in general are much bigger than they used to be.
I don't know. Mario Odyssey started to feel kind of intimidating. I mean, it's going to be so big, like, just in terms of stuff to collect, the amount of kingdoms. Then now showing off stuff today, like, there's going to be, like, a bunch of mini-games in the game, which I think you can even, like...
Yeah, there are leaderboards.
Leaderboards. Like, what? I didn't expect that to happen. I mean... it's like, what else was there? There's going to be, like, the different outfits for Mario. Then you can even dress up the spaceship thing that Mario's traveling around in. They got a camera mode, which is cool.
Yeah, like, that was really cool.
A lot of modern games have that, but, like, I don't think Nintendo's actually really... Oh, you could kind of do it in Wind Waker on HD, I think, couldn't you?
You could, but you had to... I think it was in real time.
Yeah.
And you had to, like... Link pointed the camera.
Yeah.
But this one, it's like, you freeze time, and then you, the cameraman, like, go around and take pictures, which is really cool. And the pictures they showed off in the Direct were really nice. So I'm excited to see what people put on Twitter and stuff.
Yeah, I'll try and, like, make a few phone screens, maybe. That'd be cool. And it's also going to be a bundle... for the game and the Switch, which has red Joy-Cons.
Yeah, that looked pretty cool. I don't know. I don't need another Switch. I'm not even gonna say it. But I like the red. I wish I could buy the Joy-Con.
You might be able to later. They might put out the red Joy-Con. But...
I hope so, because I still have my original set of Joy-Con. And
the neon ones or the gray ones?
The damn neon ones, and they don't work at all, and I need to send them to Nintendo. Yeah, the left one, from where I sit on the couch, it does not work, like for the joystick, and then the right one, the motion gets unsynced all the time. I have to recalibrate the motion pretty much every time I turn on the Switch. So I have to send them in, but I don't want to be without my Switch, so... I just want another set of Joy-Cons. So what you have to do is,
buy a new set of Joy-Cons and then send those ones in for repair.
Or maybe just, like, return these ones. Go be like, oh, they didn't work.
They even showed off, like, a cool, like, DK looking reference in New Donk City. Like, a little mini-game side thing, platforming challenge, where it's like the original Donkey Kong, which looks really cool.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. I'm excited for that game. I kind of expected that, but... I feel like none of these other games matter because I won't have time to play any of them because I'll be too busy with this giant Mario game.
Yeah, I think the next, like, game I'm going to buy probably is Odyssey. I haven't actually even bought Splatoon or ARMS or anything. I haven't bought anything for a while.
I regret buying Splatoon. I played it, like, that first weekend, and then I got busy, and then when I went back to it, everyone was really good at Splatoon except for me, and I was like, that's exactly what happened with Splatoon 1. Like, if you want to play a Splatoon game, you have to play it that first weekend and then never again, because you will never ever again play with people who are bad.
Even Turf War, though, like, that can be, you can go alright in Turf War, can't you? Like,
I mean, sometimes sort of keep away. Sometimes I win.
Yeah.
But it always feels like you're losing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know. It's just, it's too intense for me, I think. It's so stressful. Like, I always feel like the enemy is splatting me all the time and they're painting everywhere. And then, like, it'll end and I'll be, like, the top player on my team and we won. And I got, like, twice as many splats as I got splatted. Like, you know, yeah. I just count up the little losses and not the little wins.
Yep.
But I don't know. I'm never going to play that again. I had a lot of fun playing ARMS this last weekend.
Hmm.
My brother was in town, and he bought ARMS while he was alone in Alaska and was like, this game is stupid. And then he came here and hung out with his bros, and he was like, so I got this new game. It's like a fighting game. And, like, we all got a little drunk and played ARMS. I think I was much less drunk than everyone else because I did really well at ARMS, like, way better than I did in the demo. So now I like ARMS. But when I lost online during the demo a lot, I did not like ARMS.
And the update just came out as well today, after the direct, I think. So there's a new character in the level, I think.
Yeah, like cool. A clown, which is
yeah,
kind of scary. I don't like clowns.
Just in time for It, the movie.
Yeah, they should have released her on the same day as It.
Yep. So yeah, another cool thing that came out of the direct today was, Nintendo Arcade Archives, which is like a bunch of old, like, arcade original Nintendo games, which have never been re-released on any, like, virtual console or other platform. So the first one coming out is going to be, like, the original Mario Brothers, the arcade game, which comes out on the September 27th. And there's going to be some other ones coming out, I guess, later on. Versus Super Mario Brothers, versus Balloon Fight, versus Ice Climber, versus Pinball, and versus Glookaloo Land. And Punch-Out was also shown as well, the arcade Punch-Out. Which is really cool that they're Nintendo are finally releasing their arcade games, which they chose not to, or like couldn't be bothered working out the rights and stuff for the Virtual Console Arcade. I really hope that they can get the arcade Donkey Kong eventually, but who knows how they're going to fare with doing that. What do you think about this stuff?
I don't really care. I feel like they're going to be really expensive, and I think Nintendo knew that I didn't care, because yeah, in the Direct they were like, see if you can spot visual differences between this game and the NES game. And I was like, no, I don't care.
How much can they charge for Mario Brothers by itself these days?
I mean, I don't know. I know $10 at the most, but I could see them. They're awful people. How many times have you bought, like, 25-year-old Zelda games for, like, $8 a pop?
I know, but, like, Mario Brothers is such a... It's, like, not much to it.
And I know. It was, like, free with my Game Boy Advance or something.
Mm. Yeah, they included that with all the Mario GBA games.
And now they're going to try and sell it to me for $10. $10 American? God only knows what it's going to be in Australia.
Well, if it was $10 American, it'd probably be like $14 Australian or so. Probably. But like, it's made by the people, like, these are being developed by the guys that were doing the Neo Geo arcade collection, arcade titles on the Switch, apparently. So, I guess, like, the port or emulation or whatever they're doing will be, good, but I don't know, like, how cheap are they gonna make it?
The cheapest I could see is, like, $3 or $4.
Hmm.
But I could see them going up to, like, 10.
Yeah. I reckon it would have been better to bundle these together in, like, a collection.
Yeah.
Like, sort of like the Namco Museum one. Nintendo Arcade Archives collection. That probably would have been the better way to do this.
Like, my biggest problem with Virtual Console games is taking the plunge. But if they released a bundle, you know, like, yeah, here are 20 Super Nintendo games for... Like, if the Super Nintendo Classic was a game on the eShop, I would definitely pay $80 to be like, here are all these games, even if you never play most of them. Like, just to have. But if I get to pick and choose, like on my Wii U, I think I have like 4 Virtual Console games or something.
Yeah. I don't know, it is definitely cool that these arcade games are finally being re-released, but at the same time, like,
do you care really?
I mean, they could be fun. No,
stop it. No. Yeah, you don't care either.
You know, I might buy a couple of them.
I'm looking at this list of news, and I don't think I care about, like, a lot of these things. Like, Snipperclips. I tried to play Snipperclips with my sister, and she, like, kind of got it. And then I tried to play it with my cousin when we were at my grandma's house, and he kind of got it. Like, and then my brother and my other sister, who lived together in New York, beat the whole game, like, the week before they came to visit. So, like, they were burnt out on the game, and I don't know. I just never found the right person to play Snipperclips with.
Yeah,
and I really don't want more.
I didn't like the demo, tried it out, and I don't know. I didn't really care that much for it, but at least, like, when I saw this in the direct, I was like, oh, that's a bit unfair. They're, like, dropping a better version of this game, like, what? How? It's not even 6 months old, the first game, right?
Yeah, but it's DLC.
Yeah, but so, then they're like, oh, cool. And it's DLC. Oh, that's good. Like, I'm glad they're doing that for the people that already bought it.
But someone pointed out that on the official Snipperclips Plus website, like, they quoted the Nintendo World Report review. It says, like, it was, like, just magical or something. So, not all of us think that game is magical, but I don't know who reviewed it, but whoever reviewed it did. But I've heard good things about it. My brother and my sister loved it when they played it together.
Yeah.
I think you just need the right person.
A lot of people like it, so.
Oh, I did have fun with it once. I had fun playing Snipperclips once.
So there's a few other bits and pieces, I guess, to finish off. Dragon Quest Builders is coming next year, apparently, which is cool. Minecraft with Dragon Quest Minecraft, basically. Heard good things about that game, so I don't know if I'll bother trying to buy it, but yeah, it's like another thing from Square Enix, at least.
I don't care.
And the Zelda Champion Amiibo are coming out on November 10, so I guess you can sort of, like, guess that that's probably about the same day as the DLC is going to drop for Zelda.
I mean, it would make sense, but I don't think that these do anything special in the DLC. They said that they just unlocked, like, new hats based on the, like, giant, like, based on the dungeons, the Divine Beasts. And I don't know if I care about that either, because I pre-ordered them, and then they sold out immediately after I pre-ordered them. So now, like, I'm on the hook for all this money to buy these damn Zelda amiibo.
Yeah.
And they don't do anything, and I'm so over this Zelda game.
I haven't played Breath of the Wild for quite a while. I need to get back into it.
I didn't beat it.
What?
I don't think I know anyone who beat it.
I beat it. Heaps of people beat it.
Well, I don't know you. You know what I mean. Like, my family, my friends, like, yeah, I don't think I know anyone who beat it. Like, I got 118 shrines.
Yeah.
And all the outfits. Every outfit except for three of the amiibo outfits. What else did I upgraded most of my clothing, but I wanted to finish upgrading stuff, and I never set foot in the castle. That's all I have left.
You should go and beat Ganon.
Ugh. That's how I feel about that. Ugh.
Ugh. It's not even that hard. Just use the gale thing to fly up the side of the tower, skip all the stuff.
There's a tower? Why are you spoiling this for me? I didn't even know there was a tower.
The top of Hyrule Castle is where Ganon is.
You're telling me that Ganon has a tower? It's spoilers for every Zelda game.
There's also a shrine inside the castle, which is one of the ones you're missing, so...
No, there's not. There's a shrine near the castle that I got without going into the castle.
What? No, there's one inside it, basically.
Is there?
Yeah, it's like... Inside... You go in, like, the moat area. Oh, yeah. Like,
there is the one.
Yeah.
I have it marked on my map. But anyways, I don't care about Zelda. Do you know what I do care about? Pokemon Go. I'm going to talk about Pokemon Go now.
Okay.
So, over the summer, they came out with Legendaries, and I was in New York City. So, I fought a bunch of Legendary Pokemon. I caught a bunch of rare Pokemon. There are new raid battles. And they're kind of hard if you don't... They're really hard if you don't have people with you. If you try and do them alone or with one friend, they're pretty much impossible. Unless you're fighting, like, a Magikarp or Bayleaf or something.
Yeah.
But these legendaries, you can have up to 20 people. And I was, like, in Times Square doing, like, a Lugia raid. And guess what? There were 20 people there, like, most definitely. So that was pretty easy. And then I get home... And they're impossible. I live in Omaha, Nebraska. We have less than 1 million people live here, and no one does raids. Like, in the Facebook group, you'll see someone be like, does anyone want to come do this raid? And no one will come. And then today, the special passes for to catch Mewtwo came out today. But the only way to get one of those special passes is if you happen to do... a raid at a Sprint store. So here we have Verizon, AT&T, and then Sprint. Sprint is like, Verizon, everyone has Verizon and AT&T. Sprint is the smaller one, and then there are like some smaller ones than that, but they're partners with Pokemon Go, and you can go there and get like level badges, but they gave them all away really fast. Like it's just a frustrating partnership. And now they have Mewtwo, and I wish I would have known that. Like, I should have thought, like, oh, I should go do a raid at the Sprint store. But it feels weird to go to a phone store when you don't have that phone company and just play Pokemon outside of their store. Like, I don't know. But Mewtwo is coming out this week, and I cannot have it because I don't loiter in front of the cell phone store. It makes me very angry.
I do but not I just play Pokemon Go. I do not care about Pokemon Go.
Oh, wow. Looks like the tables have turned, huh? Why don't you talk about Dragon Quest Builders some more?
Let's not talk about Dragon Quest Builders.
I guess...
So that'll do for the direct stuff. We went through most of the big things and got a bit of conversation in.
Wait, there's one last thing that's not in the news. Metroid.
What about it?
They had a trailer, and it looked really good.
Oh, for the 3DS game. It comes out in a few days.
Yeah, so I care about that.
Yeah, I've got the Amiibo pre-ordered for that.
I pre-ordered the Amiibo.
Yep. I'm probably not going to buy the game just yet, but I got the Amiibo down.
Oh, I think I bought... Yeah, I bought, like... enough eShop credit. Yeah. I don't know why I pre-buy eShop credit. Like, I'm gonna, spend all of my money. Instead of going every time I go to the grocery store thinking, like, oh, really? You want chips? You could have Metroid instead. Like, I just buy the eShop credit at a time.
So you just have, like, heaps of money sitting in your account ready to buy stuff?
No, just enough for this.
Oh, okay.
I'm gonna have to save up and buy eShop credit for Mario.
Yeah.
Because that would be terrible. Imagine if I had to get a game later, you know? If everyone was playing it and I couldn't play it because I decided to get chips at the grocery store.
Why don't you just use, like, your card to buy the games, like, when they come out?
Because what if I already spent the money before they come out?
Okay, so you're sort of, like, ensuring that you're going to get those games by pre-buying the credit. When you can get it. Yeah.
I I'm really, in one way, I'm really bad at budgeting, but in another way, I'm really good at budgeting because I already budgeted for all these things I can't afford. And since that money is already spent, I don't have any money to spend on things that I should be able to afford. Yeah. What do I need groceries for? There's a new Metroid game coming out.
Well, you can't really eat Nintendo games, so...
It's a squishy amiibo.
Delicious.
I bet. Well, it would try and eat me, you know.
So, before we wrap up, have you played any other games recently, Adam? I haven't really touched anything for a little while since Sonic, so... I need to try and get back into playing some games.
I played the first two worlds of Mario plus Rabbids.
All right, yeah.
And it might be the best game on Switch. It's amazing. Like, I was not a fan of the Rabbids before, but now, like, I definitely want... I'm not a tattoo guy. I don't have, like, tattoos or anything. But I want a Rabbid Luigi tattoo. Like, on my butt cheek or just something so stupid. Like, oh my gosh, I love this game. But then
it does look good. I mean, I need to pick it up at some point. Not right now. It looks fun. I mean, the style of the game also looks like really, really good, like graphically and stuff. Ubisoft really nailed the art style in this game.
It's so good. Like, you'll appreciate that there's someone in the world who loves Mario more than you. And it just happens to be the Rabbids people. Like, it's so weird. But it's really good. But then I got a game to review. I got Lego Worlds. And
yeah.
I have not been playing Rabbids since I got that game. And that, I don't know, it's so weird. It's like, normally I like Lego stuff. I think they always find a way to be inventive or do something unique, but I'm not seeing it in this game. It just seems like they wanted to make a Minecraft game, so they made a Minecraft game. Like, it's just so, like, by the numbers and me too. Like, it's weird. Like, I have to keep checking to be like, is this really Lego? Like, they put, like, this little, like, I don't know, it's just not very creative for a creator game, for a Lego game. Like, I don't know. It's bumming me out, but that's not my official review.
Does it play just like Minecraft? Do you run around as a character and like build stuff, or is it like you build?
Oh my god! There's so many buttons, and you build out of Legos. Yeah. It plays like a Lego game.
Yeah.
But like, there's no set world. The worlds are all randomly generated, and the quests are all randomly generated based on just like whether you have other objects that you can potentially find in the game. And I don't even know what you unlock or what the incentive is. You're just supposed to build, I guess, which...
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm still playing around in the story mode. I haven't gone into, like, the free-range mode or the online mode or anything, like... So I still have a lot of exploring to do in this game, but that's kind of my... The beginning of the story did not impress me.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no story. You are falling through space and then you land on a planet and then that's it. That's the story. I don't know. I don't want to talk about that game anymore.
Okay. Well, I guess we'll wrap it up there. Thanks for coming back on, Adam. Hopefully you can start to be on episodes more regularly again.
Yeah. I mean, I miss it a lot.
Mm.
This is my home. It's weird that I'm not, like, on connectivity.
So yeah, look forward to more Adam episodes in the near future, hopefully. And if anyone wants to send us an email or chat to us about anything they want to talk about, they can do so by sending an email to connectivity@nintendoworldreport.com. Or jumping on Twitter, you can follow us on Twitter, which is @connectivitynwr. That's about it. Thanks for listening, everyone, and until next time, see you later.
Bye.
go off the rails. Don't you know it's time to raise our sails? It's freedom like you never knew. Any bags or a pass, say the word, I'll be there in a flash. You could say my hat is off to you.
With me.